In the news this month. First beam for the LHC. Dwarf galaxies dominated by dark matter. And Hubble detects a peculiar new transient. On Wednesday, September the 10th, the first beam was successfully steered around the full 27 kilometres of the Large Hadron Collider, the world's most powerful particle accelerator. After more than 20 years of planning and construction, involving an estimated 10,000 people from 60 different countries, the first beam of protons was accelerated to almost the speed of light at 10:28 a.m. Operated by CERN, the European Organisation for Nuclear Research, the LHC is located 100 metres underground near Geneva in Switzerland. There are many experiments which will use the highest energy particle collisions ever generated in an accelerator to probe the structure of matter. It is hoped that experiments at the LHC will produce the first experimental evidence for the so far theoretical Higgs boson, explaining the mechanism which generates mass. Some of the experiments are also designed to investigate the reasons for nature's preference for matter over antimatter, thought to have been created in almost equal quantities in the Big Bang. The LHC is an incredibly complicated piece of engineering, containing enough cable to stretch around the equator almost 7 times, and many superconducting magnets which are used to manipulate the beams of particles. Unfortunately, just over a week after the first beam was directed around the ring, a fault developed during testing in Sector 34, the final sector to be commissioned. Investigations so far suggest that the likely cause was a faulty electrical connection in the bus bar connecting two magnets. Normally operating at a temperature of 1.9 Kelvin and cooled by liquid helium, the magnets become superconducting, allowing them to conduct current without resistance and generate the large magnetic fields required to steer the beams. Early reports from CERN suggest that the fault in the bus bar caused what is known as a quench, where the magnet started to heat up, losing its superconducting properties. The quench caused the connection to melt, resulting in a helium leak. The whole section must now be heated up so that engineers can carry out repairs and then cooled back down to 1.9 Kelvin before operations can resume, a process which could take up to 2 months. A project using the Hubble Space Telescope to search for distant supernovae in order to measure the expansion rate of the universe has discovered an unusual event which does not match any known class of transients. The event, known as SCP-06F6, was discovered in observations made in 2006 by astronomers working on the Supernova Cosmology Project. Its properties, however, are very different to other supernovae. First appearing on an image taken on the 21st of February 2006, the transient brightened over a period of 100 days before fading away over a similar length of time, peaking at magnitude 21 on May 17, 2006. In contract, supernova-like curves generally have faster rise times and are far less symmetric than that of SCP-06F6. The transient also has no previously known host galaxy or progenitor star in images taken prior to February 2006, and spectra of the event do not match anything previously observed. Showing only 5 features, all of them broad absorption lines, the spectra of this object look nothing like supernova events. With so few spectral features, getting reliable identification of the lines is difficult and, since the line identifications are often used to calculate the redshift, and hence a distance for an object, it is also not clear how far away this event was, or even whether it was galactic or extragalactic in origin. The results, to be published in an upcoming issue of the Astrophysical Journal, have puzzled astronomers, with various theories being put forward to explain the unusual characteristics of the event. One suggestion is the explosion or tidal disruption of a carbon star at a distance of 2 billion light-years due to a possible correlation of the absorption features with the spectrum of molecular carbon. Adding to the puzzle, an X-ray source was also detected at the same position as SCP-06F6 by XMM Newton during the fading of the optical source, but no X-ray emission was seen either before or after the event. This X-ray source is difficult to explain if the event was indeed the explosion of a carbon star with a relatively low temperature of between 5,000 and 6,000 Kelvin. So far, this event is unique, but new telescopes dedicated to searching the sky for transients, such as the Large Synoptic Survey Telescope, may discover more such events which could help solve the mystery. Orbiting the Milky Way are more than 2 dozen dwarf galaxies. Many of these are so faint that they were initially thought to be globular clusters in the halo of our galaxy, rather than galaxies in their own right. Many of these ultra-faint dwarf spheroidals have been discovered as statistical overdensities in the number of stars in data from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey. One of these low-luminosity galaxies, located in LEO, has been found to have an unusually high dark matter content. Using spectra obtained with the Keck telescope, the team, led by Marla Geher at Yale University, examined the motion and metal content of 24 stars within the object. Although the luminosities of these faint satellite systems are comparable to those of globular clusters, observations show that they have both high mass-to-light ratios and low metal contents, in contrast to typical globular clusters. These observations with the Keck telescope confirm that this particular object is a dwarf galaxy, albeit the least luminous currently known, with the total luminosity only 340 times that of the Sun. Mass measurements, however, show that the mass contained within the central 300 parsecs is 10 million solar masses, making this the system with the highest mass-to-light ratio found so far, and implies that this is the most dark matter-dominated galaxy currently known. Understanding systems like these at the extreme end of the mass and luminosity scale, and how they evolved, is important in understanding galaxy formation at all scales. Nearby dark matter-dominated systems are also interesting targets for indirect dark matter detection experiments, which hope to detect gamma rays created in particle annihilation events. And finally, the search for extraterrestrial intelligence has been underway for many years, using many different ideas. But now, a group led by John Leonard at the University of Hawaii have suggested that we may already have observed alien signals without even realizing it. The group suggests that information could be sent by manipulating stars known as Cepheid variables, which vary in magnitude on timescales directly related to their peak brightness. This makes them very useful for measuring distances to nearby galaxies, and so likely to be monitored by any sufficiently developed civilization, say the authors. The variation in brightness arises due to changes in the star's atmosphere. As ionized helium builds up, the star becomes dimmer, until the atmosphere expands and the ions recombine, restarting the Cepheid cycle. The group suggests that messages could be sent by firing a beam of neutrinos into such a star, heating its core and causing it to brighten early. Although the authors dub this the Cepheid Galactic Internet, they admit that the data rate is somewhat slow. A Cepheid variable with a period of 1 day would only be able to transmit about 180 bits per year.